Wait, are you ready for this?
Oh, yeah.
What did the man with the slab of asphalt under his arm order?
What?
A beer, please, and one for the road.
Oh, I get it. He's got asphalt under his arm. One for me and one for the road.
I'm going to think on that. What is this?
It is the perfect pour.
Welcome to the Perfect Pour Craft Beer Podcast. I'm Mikey.
I am not the Nick. I'm Matt.
Hey. Nope. Nick is not here. There is somebody in his seat.
Yes.
That is correct. Someone has filled in for him. The Nick has now been replaced by the Bells.
Oh, no.
And the Bells will be referred to in third person throughout this entire podcast.
Okay.
Like a professional wrestler.
Right.
Like The Rock. The Rock says this. The Bells says this.
Oh, the Bells.
I'm here to drink some of your beer.
Thanks, Bells. Bells, of course, from Dorktown Podcast. Oh. And also previous Perfect Pour guest.
Is that where I know him from?
I've invaded before.
Oh. Yeah. It seems kind of fuzzy.
We had to if Nick can't be here, we gotta have somebody at least close to Nick.
Yeah, I'm sad he's not here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Too bad Nick's we sad. Missed him.
Something but, about having to vulcanize tires again, I think.
Was it? Oh, I have no idea what
fucking
happened.
Fucking got attacked by Spock.
Spock, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Fucking Spock pinched his fucking tires. Popped that shit.
Yep.
Fuck.
Asshole.
Shows up. I'm going to go out tonight. Spock's like, no, you're not. Oh, you just Vulcan touched my tire. Yes. He Vulcan touches the next one. You're like, why you got to be a dick, Spock? So, because I am a dick. He walks away.
Oh, those good stories.
Yeah.
Also here, returning once again.
Dun, dun, dun.
From Tioga Sequoia. Your South Valley rap from Tioga Sequoia.
Ding, 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 ding.
Stick!
If your ears are bleeding, feel free to email us at wedontcare@gmail.com.
Hopking 559 is here.
Woo!
I am here.
The Hopking or Hopking 559?
No,
The Hopking 559. On all those social medias, find them. Thanks for coming back.
Oh, you're welcome.
And a big thank you for what will be coming here in moments. Yeah,
that's
really at any time it about. Could happen.
Yeah, that's what I came for.
It's sitting there.
I didn't even know about it.
The tannins are warming right now.
Yes. He literally started the conversation. He was like, I have this beer. Can I make it back onto the show? And I was like, that is the perfect way to ask. Not, hey, I haven't been on the show in a while. It's just, no, he said, this is what I'm dealing with.
It's a huge white whale beer for me, and I don't know if a beer to brewer. Have you not had it?
I've never had it.
It's a white whale for everybody outside of the valley at this point.
Kern River's Citra.
I heard about this beer.
Even the Bells.
You should have said the Bells.
The Bells is
the Bells said he liked the Outstanding.
Yeah. Like the Just Outstanding.
The Just Outstanding, he approves. So the Bells is excited about drinking beer.
Citra.
The Bells.
Other beer.
I don't know. I really do like some knee deep. So I don't know how it's going to match up to their Citra. I think that's the only thing I can compare it
to. Isn't there like three or four Citras out there?
There's a Citra Ass Down.
Citra Ass Down.
Citra Ass Down. Citra
Ninja. I had one in Santa Cruz, but I can't remember what the name was, but it was a Citra, and it was delicious.
Delicious.
I mean, it was really delicious.
Well, you've got Citra Ninja from Pipeworks, too. Mm-hmm. That's another whale.
And then we had the Citra Bachelor from...
Yes, the Society Bachelor.
Society, yeah.
Oh, okay.
That was solid.
So
there's a lot of Citra variations out there.
Of course.
But this one is the...
Is the king.
The king.
Only the king brings a king's beer.
And it's sitting there warming Only the Hop King says it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
it's like Europe style.
We're all stressed.
You need a warm beer.
I think you guys are sweating more than the baggy. Beer.
Yeah, we're trying to put the sweat back onto the bottle.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do right now.
Bearded Brewer found this little Lagunitas baggy
mm-hmm.
cooler baggy.
For their sucks ale.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's literally a styrofoam, or not styrofoam, what's that?
It looks like an Ugg boot.
It's an insulated paper bag. Yeah. We put the beer in an Ugg boot is what we did.
And producer Becky from Darktown is also roaming around.
Did she just bring us?
She doesn't have a mic.
Did she just bring us toffee or something?
She brought us candy.
It's a bubble
pair
gum?
Some candy. Fruit chews to pair your beers with.
Oh,
that's good.
So, free beers, what we are drinking before we started recording this. No, look, Bearded Brewer brought a Noble Ale Works again.
That was also given to us by our guest this evening.
Oh, wait. Oh, but you transported it.
Yes.
The Hop King 559 mm-hmm. got it, but you transported.
Yeah, he happens to go...
You're his beer mule?
I am his beer mule.
Yeah, he'll be in South Valley. Yeah,
I'm just confused of which one's the beer mule now.
How is that? Is that a good job?
Yeah.
Is that benefits?
It'll be like...
Yeah, beer.
It'll be like 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm just like spacing out, and I get a text message going, "You want a Noble?" And I'm like, "Sure."
Or do you want a Phalanx? Or
we've had Noble on here before. Nice. Really good. We had the, what was it?
Nelson.
The Nelson.
That's how I earned my way here the first time.
Oh, no, we had the Bigwig. We had the Bigwig.
Nelson's Alpine.
Oh.
Yeah,
oh,
Nelson no, Alpine. You brought the Nelson Alpine last time.
We had a... So, that was awesome. Yeah, the Bigwig from
that
Noble.
That was another white whale. Yeah, that was... I love that. But this time we had the Chinook Shower... Double Chinook Showers Double IPA from Noble Ale Works.
This is
Southern California.
I think this makes the third Showers uh-huh. beer I've had.
Bells enjoyed that.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
That had a great flavor.
The Bells liked that one.
It was good. Yeah, the Bells liked it. Thank you. Thank you. I forgot I was speaking to myself in third person.
Yeah. Damn it.
The Bells liked
it. Bells.
Mm-hmm.
It's an 8%er. That's a little, it's a double, I guess.
It's a good one.
Isn't that? It's a little light on a double, or that's usually where doubles. 8.8%, sorry.
Doubles start at 7.5.
Oh, 8.8's good. That's like Ninkasi. That's like
Tricera. Ninkasi.
That's an 8.8.
Tricera hops.
That's a good-ass kicker.
Yeah.
Apparently Ninkasi was a woman. I've been reading.
Oh, she kicked ass, too.
Yeah.
She was great.
Yeah, I've actually been.
She's number 5 prostitute in all of
Palestine. Number 5.
The Bearded Brewer is trying to become a... A CBS of a Cicerone, so he's been reading, tasting beer, and little things have been popping into his brain every once in a while. Damn it, now I'm talking third person. Screw you, the Bells.
Yeah. Screw the Bells.
Well, I liked it as well. And also we had, I think this one was the Bearded Brewer, or did...
No, that one's from Blue Ox 70.
All right, Blue Ox 70.
Yeah.
One of our favorite listeners.
Good old Justin.
Justin? East, West. India style pale lager.
Yeah, so that's a Green Flash and Devil's Backbone collaboration brew, and he thought that'd be very ironic.
Wow. Green Flash and Devil's Backbone.
Sending an East Coast, West Coast collaboration back to the West Coast.
Yeah, I haven't. I've not heard of Devil's Backbone.
Well,
do you know where they're out of?
East Coast, West Coast.
They're from the East Coast.
Yeah.
Lexington, Virginia.
There you go.
If you read the can, it'll tell you where it's
They're
from.
In Virginia.
Virginia.
They write it on the
Why
can.
Did, yeah. I got that. Thanks,
you just
got
to read it, okay?
I like pale lagers are coming into kind of their own style. They're kind of significant style right now.
We do have somebody in our backyard that's kind of paving way. The good old Sudvark.
Sudvark, man. They do an awesome pale lager.
The Ballast Point one's pretty solid.
The Ballast Point one is very good, too. The Bells has tried that.
The Bells has tried that.
I liked.
The Bells has not tried Bells Brewery, though.
Yeah.
The Bells has not tried Bells.
You missed that last week.
We might be able to fix that, I think.
Ooh. That's how I'm going to go for my three-peat.
Wow.
That's a three-peat?
That's the three-peater right there.
What do we... What,
All I have is like Pliny. That's all. That's all I bring to the
You've
table.
Had younger and elder, though.
There's obvious. No, what I bring here is Pliny.
It's where is it? The shelf. Where's your Pliny contribute? Or
I only had like a bottle left.
Oh.
Oh, so where's my last bottle? So we're not good enough for the bottle?
I didn't even no. I had to leave the house.
That's it. Russian River will arrest you if you try to drink that bottle now. I'm pretty sure that's past time.
Oh, they have to catch me.
They got to catch me first.
Yeah. Fuck that.
I'll
run around. I'll have it in my hand. I'll be like, hey, Vinny, Vinny Brewer, look, I'm letting it get warm.
Come on, Vinny guy.
I'm letting it get warm. Look.
I'm letting it get warm.
You said dope, but I'm doing it anyway. Look at this. I'm a rebel.
I'm a rebel IPA-er.
I actually had a Pliny this last week.
Where you get?
Thy big homie, good old Hector.
Yeah.
He stopped by the beer garden. He's like, oh, by the way, here's a Pliny for you. And I was just like, what? Well, I haven't done anything for you. And he's like, yeah, that's cool.
Yeah. What have I done for you?
He says, repay me later.
So now I'm going to feel guilty all weekend while I'm drinking this?
So I did give him a Modern Times Hoppy Dank Amber.
Oh.
He said had it before, but he considered it a decent trade, so...
That's a decent trade.
Yeah. I haven't had that.
Yeah, Modern Times.
Is it made by the same company that makes Simpler Times?
I don't know that.
You haven't had that one?
No.
Fuck yeah, man. Trader Joe's like $3.99 a 12-pack.
Good old Trader Joe's.
Simpler Times.
Yeah, Simpler Times.
I'm going to bring some of that next time,
Mike. I remember the last time I filled up one of the little Trader Joe baskets and I walked up to the register and I'm all, this is going to be brutal. And they're all, it'll be $21.99. And I was like... I'm walking out a rich man right now.
That's right. I'm going to go back and get some Simpler Times.
But wasn't Nick, I think Nick was talking about a story about there's like rumors of Modern Times could be in Trader Joe's, though.
Yeah. So
maybe this is what this is. Are you being serious? Is there a beer called Simpler Times?
Yeah. I thought you guys knew about beer.
Not really. Obviously not.
I thought you guys wanted to talk about beer. I'm talking about it.
We're only 59 episodes in. We're still, the training wheels haven't come off yet.
No, God. we're still babies.
You know, Mike drank tequila, right?
You son of a bitch. I have editing control.
You used to buy that shit. Bring it over to the house. Oh, look, man. Hey, we're going back to my house to party. We're like, all right, cool, man. We're going back to Mike's house to party. So
I have to warn everyone. Mike fucking got tequila.
Mike got a 12-pack of tequila for us.
Oh, my God. It was brand new, okay? And it had, like, citrus flavoring in it already in it.
Fake tequila flavored in something. It.
Tequila and citrus flavoring in the beer already blended.
Wow. So you didn't have to mix it yourself.
No, you just had to drink. You didn't need a lime. All that bullshit of having a fresh lime in there. It was in there.
I will say that I'm a little bit let down by. Speaking of lesser than great beer, I'm a little disappointed in a TV show I watched called Fast and Loud. It's about muscle cars and people fixing cars and custom stuff. It's
an American show.
But they talked about beer and having a beer during the show. That was kind of one of their catchphrases. Well, apparently...
They probably like big tits, too.
Yes.
Like a big.
But I don't know if they had a big tit assistant, but they had a beer assistant.
They may have.
Well, Much like DLR out of Van Halen.
In the most recent season, it's apparent that Miller Lite has been sponsoring them because now they are like, pass me a Miller Lite, it's beer time, and they have the twist-off cans. It's that 2-inch lid that you twist off of the 12-ounce can.
How's your Miller Lite time going, guys? Oh, great. This Miller Lite's tasting great going down right now.
And I sat down and I was like, well, if Miller Lite wanted to sponsor something I did, I would probably be shameful enough to take it, but really? Really? That somebody, even
see, if you took it though, they'd be saying the same thing about you right now.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be saying, oh, look,
I think even like somebody big, like you know, maybe even like Dogfish would be like, hey, let's be the sponsored beer of your TV
show. When Pitbull sold out and started doing Bud Light commercials,
you cried.
It's just like the low point of his career.
No,
it reminded me of Timmy T.
Uh oh,
and
When did Timmy T find a sponsorship?
It was a video game rental store that he worked for. He did commercials for. And he wore his leather
American flag. And you could You could re-rent a movie if you wanted to just immediately re-rent it, and it was called One More Time.
And it
One More Time.
He worked at a video store.
I didn't know you wanted that movie again.
No, he worked at a video cassette rental store. One More Time.
I think are we in the Dork Town or in Perfect Four? I'm not confused now.
Honestly, if I was sponsored by Miller Lite, I think wasn't it a P. Diddy was sponsored by a vodka company, and he like almost lost a shit ton of money because he wasn't drinking it or something. I think that would be me. They'd be like, "We saw you with a noble beer in your hand. That's not Miller Lite." So
you're like, "Yeah, but I like to drink beer.
This tastes so much better than yours."
Well, also another pre-beer we had was I got this at Cost Plus World Market, producer Becky. You ain't Dubé? I still don't know how to pronounce it. Pop King.
I say Dubé.
Dubé. I'm going with what Stuart says.
I just go with with one of the presidents. I think it's a W.
Dubé.
Dubé.
It's their Imperial Black IPA. Better known as Cascadian Dark Ale.
Yeah, guys, we don't want to be ridiculed. It's a Cascadian.
It's an ale brewed with hemp seed, so we're pretty high.
That's what Cascade means.
It's the technical term for a black IPA, Cascadian Dark.
Okay.
Yeah. Because that's black IPA is not politically correct.
It's not politically correct, and it used to not exist. People used to send black IPAs into beer judgments, and they'd be like, "It's not a category, guys. Fail."
But it is. It's not.
They fought for their rights.
All right. While we're still building tension to have that Citra from Kern River, we have on each side of the table. I just saw this at the store today and picked it up. New Belgium Tour de Fall. Yep, fall beers are coming. They're a pale. It's a pale.
I can't wait for pumpkin.
Producer Becky loves her pumpkin.
I've seen a number of companies alluding that this weekend pumpkin beers will go on sale. Labor Day.
No, I saw in the stores now there is pumpkin beer from that Boston brewery. I don't know what they're called, but they're from Boston. They do beer. Oh, Sam Adams.
They've got over 61 beers.
Yeah.
Boston.
They have a guy in a commercial with a curly mustache.
62 of them.
So they're pretty cool.
Oh, man, no.
They got hipsters in their commercial, so their beer's fine.
Oh, the long-haired guy with the big fucking
He's cool. He's mustache. Hipster. That means their beer is cool.
Yeah.
And he said, "Yeah, oh, this is a beer."
Oh, I didn't realize. He said this is free, right? Yeah, this is good.
They've actually gotten the pumpkin beers out quite quickly. The Dogfish is out.
I didn't see that.
I want to say the company that makes Baba in the cans.
It's called Baba.
It's called Pumpkin.
This has a nipple on the top of the
Sea Dog? No, not Sea Dog.
Because there's pumpkin ale from Dogfish, but then there's this other one that's called Punk apostrophe N.
No, pumpkin is Lost Coast.
There you go.
I think the pumpkin is Uintas, isn't it? I think it's Uintas.
I think you're right.
Yeah.
But currently in my fridge is a Southern Tier Pumpkin. Pumpkin beer available.
Pumpkin, Uintum. The P-U-N-K.
Yes, that's the one right there.
Yeah.
But Southern Tier Pumpkin has been out since July.
Oh, Southern Tier. Yeah.
Well, see, my...
Think
my,
back to creme brulee, but add pumpkin instead.
My issue is pumpkin doesn't... Oh, my God.
Becky's going to go crazy.
Pumpkin doesn't have much flavor, so typically pumpkin beers are pumpkin spice.
Yes.
That's correct. Why I like the Dogfish, though, because it's good.
The Dogfish is very natural.
And you can taste the pumpkin in that one.
Okay. So that's my beef. People are like, "Look at all this cinnamon in this beer," and I'm like, "Okay." I've had the Blue Moon Horchata beer, and that tastes like pumpkin spice.
The pumpkin is very sweet. It's
Peter Brew.
Oh, what's this? Is this mine?
That's the. Now we have in front of us the Tour de Fall from New Belgium. The pale.
Is this
a way fall?
Of your,
a fall pale.
Is this your way of telling me to shut up?
No, I just want you to
Here's
drink
a beer,
it.
Shut up.
I need you to review and comment.
Nom, 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 nom. It's not very hoppy for a pale ale.
It's not very pale-y.
It's malty.
It's like a... Ding!
Apparently this beer was...
Multi-pale. I can taste the Colorado.
Apparently this beer was brewed in 1981, so... Oh, no, it says enjoy by December 28th of 2014.
All right.
Which is a very long timeline for a beer. Yeah,
for a pale. Interesting. Well, because it's a playoff of the Tour de Fat, which have you ever seen that? It's like a music and bike and weirdness festival that tours around.
See, I don't know if they're making fun of the fall or making fun of the France.
But Tour de Fat that... I've seen that's been around for years. It's a 6% pale. Producer Becky's leaving the studio. Yay, producer Becky.
The producer is out.
Now, what are we getting? We're producerless.
She's giving up on you.
Now we can talk about chicks.
Let's talk about boobs.
All right, man. Let's talk about pouring beer on these chicks.
Hi-oh. Hey-oh. And the show has hit a new low.
We'd do anything to get listeners, man.
So I went to Vegas since the last podcast.
What?
What? You go to Vegas?
Did you have a pastrami sandwich while you're in Vegas? While smoking a cigarette and drinking a beer on the street? Apparently that's what you do in Vegas, right?
Yeah, there's a lot of cigars.
Yeah.
Dudes just like to go cigar crazy when they're in Vegas, apparently. Yeah. I wasn't one of them, but that was a thing. So, you know, I went on the where do you find craft on the strip? Because I didn't leave the strip. And I wasn't going to leave the strip. It was a quick trip. So I'm like, I'm on the strip. I got to do...
Strip stuff.
I got to do strip stuff.
Yeah. Strippers.
What do you do when you're near the pole?
First night, or we stayed at...
Try not to touch it.
Yeah.
Because it's not really sanitary.
Didn't you go to the pyramid?
Infected. Well, yeah, we stayed at the Mandalay Bay, which is right next to Luxor and Excalibur.
Nice.
And we got there late on the Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Mandalay Bay was kind of packed. They wanted to do
what was going with on Jimmy there? And so Lewis.
There's a club in there. I don't give a shit about clubs anymore. But they have a new blackjack game in Vegas now. It's like called Flip it or two for something.
Flip it and strip it.
You play two hands. You play two hands, and you have the option for the top card. You can switch the top card with your other hand if you want. And the only drawback is if you get blackjack, you get less. You know how you always get freaking dollar or something when you get blackjack extra. Hmm. I guess you don't get that or something. There's something weird about that. But you play two hands, and you have the option of flipping the two top cards.
Interesting.
And the Luxor had that. The Mandalay Bay didn't. So they want, you know, Jimmy and Lewis are like, we got to go try that. I'm like, oh, whatever. So the Luxor, it took me a while.
Mm-hmm.
First, you know, when you're gambling, you get free beer.
Yeah.
But you don't have any craft beer options when you're gambling. There's no craft beer.
You can get a Sierra Nevada. That's about it.
You can't even get that for free. Like, I had her go through all the lists. So we were playing blackjack, and the girl comes up. So I'm like, all right, free beer. I'm like, well, what do you have? Like, I know she doesn't usually even get asked what she has, but I'm like, all right, well, what do you have? And she names off, you know, Coors Light, Bud Light, Corona, da 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 da. And she gets it, and the last thing she says is Blue Moon. And that was the only thing even in the area of craft beer, which it is not, but it's like, there's just nothing. So I should have just said Corona, because
you should have got a scotch.
Of the options, that was probably the best. But I just went, oh, Blue Moon. And it was a free beer. It's, well, quote unquote free.
Yeah.
I lost $40 at the blackjack table, so I had a $40 Blue Moon. But that's all right. That was the last thing I had.
I've spent free. $80 on four Coronas.
Yeah.
Yeah. Four Coronas. That was in a club.
$80.
Ladies.
Spent $120 on two beers in Switzerland. at a cabaret.
I think I spent $10 on an Amstel Light.
Wow.
In Vegas. I will say that the Luxor is kind of a tricky building because it's pyramid shaped. The window that faces out is at a 45-degree angle towards you. So they'll commonly give you the pool area view, but you, as your like head is against you, it's like a hard angle to look down at the pool area. Just saying.
But I found like, and none of the casino bars had anything other than Sierra Nevada Pale was the only thing.
Yeah.
And not even all of them had that. I found a bar in the corner, back in the corner, like behind the club, hidden in this little restaurant.
Russian River.
Yeah. And they had all the Russian River you wanted.
Was it next
some
to
some dude named Felipe with freaking kegs of Pliny?
Was it next to the Little Caesars?
Yeah. But they actually, this bar has a little thing. Look, that there's a club back there. I forget what it's called. But look back in there. If you're in the Luxor, look back behind the club that everybody goes to there. And back in there, there's a little restaurant. And that has a little stuff in there. And first, I was just looking at what they had in their fridges. Mm-hmm. And I saw Stone IPA. And after having a fucking new Blue Moon and only not finding anything else, I was just like, oh. Just the Stone IPA would look amazing at that point. But then they had this list that I didn't see before. I came back to get another thing, and there was a different bartender. He's like, oh, I'll give you the list and see what they have. Well, they had a few Goose Island things, and the Matilda. I know Goose Island isn't technically craft anymore. But
you're getting there. That's
yeah, we're getting closer.
That's halfway up the staircase compared to Blue Moon.
But and I never had the Matilda, so I was like, oh, shit. That's something I've never had. You're a craft beer nerd. Like, that's the first thing you go to is something you never had. And that's their belt. That's their Belgium IPA. And that was nice. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, that one is a nice...
Because it tasted better than a Blue Moon.
Yeah, it's a shit ton better.
Was it on draft or bottle?
It was draft. It was on draft.
To me, that is a... Doesn't it have a little bit of a cinnamony thing going on?
I don't remember.
It has a little bit of a spice rack going on, too.
Maybe.
I like it. Yeah.
And then they had Dogfish, so I had a 90-minute.
Nice.
So now I'm like, after being in a desert of no craft beer, now I'm like, all right, I'm clicking. Finally clicking now.
Yeah, 90-minute would go good in Vegas.
And that was, I think I added another, like, bait, like I think I had a Firestone, then like a Firestone Pale. That was enough for that night. But then the next day at the pool at Mandalay Bay, they stepped it up with some, they had a guy dressed up in the Ranger outfit selling Ranger IPA in the little cart. Nice. And so I was hitting on that for a little bit.
Oh, did you pick up on him after
a while? Yeah, I picked up on him.
Yeah?
Did
you take him up into your room?
A little bit. And then they had a bar.
Did you go ride waves?
They have a wave pool. And I went in there a little bit. We made some waves until the lifeguard told us, no.
Put your pants back on.
Yeah. Pants on. I know it's Vegas, but pants on. But we couldn't go with our beers in the wave pool. We're like, Los and I were all like, it's Vegas. I'm going in the wave pool. No, you can't go in there with your beer. But I'm in Vegas. Why can't I go in there with my beer?
So I could pee in this pool, but I can't take my beer.
I could pee like everybody else is peeing, but I can't take my beer in there. That's
I don't
great.
Get it.
And you it's could, a plastic
you could
cup.
Get crushed by a wave.
And it, they like had Sculpin fucking, out you, there. I had the Sculpin.
Nice.
At the poolside.
Nice. Sculpin's always nice.
And then later in the day, the House of Blues is in Mandalay Bay. And they had some local. You got to ask for it. It's not on their menu. But they have local options in there.
Joseph James?
I found Dirty Dog. I didn't see Joseph James. I don't know if they had it or maybe I just didn't notice it.
Would that be long
Big Dogs
for
Brewing?
James?
They're from Henderson.
Yeah, they're from. They're one of the top like five considered craft beer places in the area. But it was Big Dogs Brewing Company and their Dirty Dog IPA. That was good. I know this is a little bit bun caught drinking, but
no, we might as well.
But so then later we went down. There is a known craft beer place in. Where the frick was that place?
Frick.
The further down on the strip, Not in the old Imperial Palace, but I'm gonna try and see my chicken now. But damn it, it was like the public house. I think it was called the public house. It was fuck. I don't know. It was in a fucking casino. Son of a bitch.
It was in this fucking casino. Yeah, I was fucked up off of tequila and Zimas.
Yep.
I don't remember what the hell it was called.
I don't remember what happened. But I had another little bit of a white whale for me, the habanero sculpin. I had not had that in a while. I see it everywhere, but had not been able. It was even in Fresno.
No.
Still couldn't get it, but I got to have the habanero sculpin finally, and that was good. It was like having a sculpin with a Joaquin Marietta blend.
Ooh. I find habanero sculpin to be hotter.
It was hot. I don't know if it's hotter. Bearded Brewer. Brewer.
Yes.
If Bearded Brewer is trying pop. To open the Citra.
If you can make it pop.
If I can make it pop?
Yeah.
What are we talking?
I want it to go pew.
Well, I mean, if you want to pull your lighter out and make it pop, that's fine.
The talons are so hot right now.
I actually don't have my lighter.
Well, there's a lighter right there. If you can pop it with the lighter, I will give you the honors.
See, I'm not a barbarian. I use a bottle opener.
No, and you get the lighter in there, and it goes boom, right?
I don't do that. Go for it.
No.
It's my gift to you
guys.
No,
you want to make it go boom, and you make it go boom.
Here we go.
Make it the boom, River, boom.
Citra.
That's it? That's all I was going to do.
That was solid.
No, if you get the lighter, it'll actually pop off and sound like a cork. And
I didn't hear the ksh, though. I heard the poop. I'm not sure if that's good or bad. It's just not real carbonated, I guess.
It's carbonated.
Oh, it's carbonated.
Oh, guys. Here we go. I think the tannins are
but perfect. Anyway, that was my Vegas. That was pretty much the highlights there. So who cares? Now, the Citra is going around the table. Don't drink it yet.
What the hell do you mean, don't drink it yet? What glass do I put
it
in?
I'm just sniffing it all.
Which is the proper glass?
Pick a clean glass. What's the proper glass?
This one?
Where is it?
I'd put it in a tulip, if you will.
This one?
The Sierra Nevada one.
Yeah, there you go.
Sierra Nevada one?
I'd do the Sierra Nevada one.
It'll aerate the beer a little bit better.
All right. Belza's got his pouring.
Oh, my gosh.
What are you getting, the aroma, Bearded Brewer?
Like some little bit of stone fruit in here.
Stone fruit.
Got a lot of pineapple out of it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm getting a pour.
It's almost got a spice to it, like that Nelson.
It is murky.
No, I smell the pineapple.
Mm-hmm.
It's like going to Hawaii.
I believe Citra hops do give that pineapple.
Maliki-yo.
Oh, wow. That is the aroma I like. I want to be having right
it's
now.
It's like fucking beer cocaine, man.
It's some good stuff.
Yeah. You're fucked on beer cocaine, Nick.
Yeah, it's nice. All right.
Ermagerd.
Let's do it.
It's good.
So juicy, juicy, juicy.
I wish it was a little bit colder, but it's good.
Oh. This is perfect. This is perfect.
Hey. Nope, should be colder.
Oh, yeah. It's got some dankness to it. But not overly dank.
No.
Like just the right kind of dank.
But it has that spice too. Little bit.
That's good.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's number 27 good.
That's pretty damn good. A double. For a double, holy mackerel.
27 on the top 250.
Man, and it's local. Just never in Fresno.
What's the percentage on that one?
8 even.
It's probably like 8.5.
Probably.
You could be within like so much of a percent.
I'm sure Kyle does vary his bottles.
It doesn't say. He doesn't put the percentage on.
It's probably in like the tiniest corner in the world.
Maybe. I'm not getting it though.
So finally, the spear is 8%.
That's 8%. Man, finally.
That is delicious.
Thank you.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
You guys are welcome.
So, How? So this isn't the normal time, because usually the Citra is a lottery system and everything. But all of a sudden, this just randomly came out all of a sudden. What happened with this?
Well, Great American Beer Fest is coming up.
Yep.
So this beer actually won gold in 2011, which is why it's so hyped up now. But they made a bunch of it and decided that...
Just specifically for GAB.
Yep. They make it just for events. They made it for Firestone Walker and had it on draft. And so they had it. They have to bottle them for GABF. Yeah. And so they had so many that they decided that it was, a hard summer in Bakersfield. And they wanted to support their supporters by throwing them a bone. And so they did a batch of bottles. I think they maybe did 100 cases at most. And about 12 accounts in Bakersfield got them.
Man.
But they didn't announce it until they were already out delivering them. Right. So nobody knew about this until about noon yesterday. And so I actually found out through a good friend of mine, one of the accounts that was getting this. So I had the intel.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Did you tell the bearded brewer?
I did not. I had to keep it under wraps.
What a jerk.
Well,
if there's anybody you can trust.
Well, I thought I could trust Big Game Jay, but he didn't even tell me. So I'm calling him out now.
And didn't tell you.
He knew before I was told.
Within your inner circle. Else knew, yes. That didn't tell you.
Yes.
I don't blame him. He's kind of looking out for himself in this one.
So. Yes. However, it was a great day yesterday. My intel is Josh, who's One Nation Under Hops, with the number one, not O-N-E, on Instagram for people looking for him. And he called me up Monday night, said, "Hey, you might want to be in Bakersfield tomorrow." I said, "Why?" And he said...
"Why, is Buck Owens alive again?"
Yeah, is he playing?
Something about the Itrese and the Acresfield Bay, and you need to get here.
Earn River A.
And so... came out yesterday, and Eric from Kern River was doing the deliveries. Most places got about 4 cases total.
Mm-hmm.
And there were 4 of us. It was me, One Nation Under Hops, Big Game Jay, and another Instagram user named Hot Blooded, whose name is Andres in real life.
I think we mentioned Hot Blooded.
Yeah, no, those are all followers of
Hot Blooded.
Yes, I wanted a name drop for them because I know they listen. But the 4 of us were the inner circle in Bakersfield yesterday. And so we all met up at Imbibe, and we're waiting for Citra to be there. And mm-hmm. the staff there are looking at us like we're crazy because we're sitting there for beer.
They don't understand.
And it's Bakersfield, so nobody understands this. This isn't like a KBS search or anything like that. And so an email comes into all of our phones. And it's from Kern River saying, "Hey, guess what, guys? We're doing a special release." And so the word got out at noon. To the entire following,
to the rest of
the entire email list of Kern River, uh-huh. And so we're like,
I gotta get on that email list.
It's pretty nice, good updates. But we realize, oh shit, everybody knows now. We're not the only 4 people in town.
Yep, here we go.
So yes, here we go. And that's what I texted to my girlfriend. I said, "Babe, it's on. If I don't get any, I'm sorry." So we split up. 2 went to one location, and me and Big Game went to the other. And our location was first.
Nice.
He pulls in. He says, "How's it going, guys?" Because we have, marked vans. He's got the 805 van. I've got the TS van. So he's like, "Hey, guys, what's up?
Oh, Tioga's here. Huh? Yeah. Why are you guys here?"
Yeah. I was like, you know why I'm here. And so he pulled him in. That guy didn't know what he had at this first location. I don't want to name names.
Mm-hmm.
But he didn't know what he had.
Right.
And so sold... 16,
he got taken advantage of.
He did. Yeah. He got prison raped for his bottles. 16 bottles in 2 minutes were sold between the 4 of us plus the wife of one of them. So, and then we said, "Hey, Eric, where are you going next? We're just going to follow you anyway."
Yeah.
And he said, "Oh, it's a secret." So we're like, "All right, follow the van." And Citra Chase 2014 began. And so 3 more locations, 4 more bottles worth out of those 3. He did maybe 40 cases in Bakersfield yesterday.
Just create a caravan through Bakersfield.
Well, see, it started with four of us. And after the email and after a few stops, we picked up people along the way. It was kind of cute. It was like a roaming pack of wolves. They picked up new members.
Yep.
And
wolf pack!
Yeah. The wolf pack grew from four to about 26 at the last stop I was at. So
Citra pack!
Yeah. It apparently got ugly at one of the locations in a fight.
Oh, no shit? Yeah. Like a fist fight?
Like a fist fight for a bottle of Citra.
There was a fist fight for a bottle of Citra.
And this is by the time I had already gotten my entire desired allotment for the day.
Right.
So it got ugly yesterday. And to think they had bottles at the brewery today that they could have driven up there for.
Oh. Yeah, but then you got to drive up the mountain.
And get there at like 5 a.m. Because people from
was
LA.
There a big line?
Oh, I'm sure there was. San Diego, LA. And
so the LA people don't know where to go in Bakersfield like you guys.
Well, that's true. And they have to go over the grapevine during a work day.
Yep.
That was the advantage. It was a work day.
Yep. Suck it.
So.
People in the Central Valley had the advantage, motherfucker.
Actually, Kerr. I know a guy from Visalia actually got a bottle. He drove down there and got one. So it did get into the 559 area code yesterday.
Okay. Nice. Noise, noise, noise.
It's pretty damn good. I'm enjoying the hell out of it right now.
To the dome.
To the dome. Well, good job.
Like I said, I figured this would be worthy.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. But you didn't have to do this to be back on, but damn it. I'm glad you thought you did.
Yes, he did.
I mean, yeah, you did. Totally. So like, good luck. Good luck on your next attempt.
I was like, you've already spilled the beans on what I can do.
Yeah.
We've had enough repeat, guests on here and whatnot. You know, so I don't know. Yeah.
Two Hearted Ale is the only thing left I haven't had, really. That's a big time for me.
I had one of those, and I didn't bring it.
I did not bring.
See, and I drank it myself, basically. See, that's the thing. People like send me beer, and if I don't bring it here, that's the thing. I'll bring it here, and we have a chance of not drinking it forever, or I have a chance of leaving it at home and drinking it without you guys. And there's like a fine line of I got to bring beer here, we got to get it on the show. Mm-hmm. Just like people said, we got to drink more, you know? Mm-hmm.
The Bells goes to that with his Pliny and Blind Pig.
Right?
That is correct.
I think he admitted to having a Pliny.
The Bells is correct.
Share with us.
Yeah, an old Pliny, but still.
Oh, I can bring it next week.
The Bells doesn't respect his elder.
It shouldn't be there next week.
Shouldn't be.
I shouldn't be there past you.
That's in my fridge, Mike. That's in my fridge.
Good for your fridge.
Yeah. I also have some of the Rapist. The Bells likes the Rapist.
The Rapist.
Speaking of the Rapist and Dust Bowl.
Yeah, oh Dust boy. Bowl's yeah. blowing up.
Beer news, if you guys read that.
Beer news.
They are going to dump $10 million.
Dump?
Yeah.
They're just going to waste $10 million beer.
Just back a fucking truck up to a plot.
They're just going
to
get buy all the Citra.
Here's $10 million. Make this something.
Mikey.
They're going to expand to four times their current size.
Wow. Yeah.
Within, they're predicting, as long as the Turd Larry approves the plans, they're
Turd
saying. Turd Lock, sorry.
Turd Lock.
Turd Larry, Turd Lock, whatever. It's
Turd Larry's in the south.
Tumbleweeds.
Turd Lock is in the north.
Tumbleweeds, who cares?
Hey.
Anyways, I love that brewery. I love that place. But anyways, the point being is they're expecting summer 2015 right off the highway.
Yeah, I like that. They're going to have a brewery. They're going to have a brewery and a tasting room. It's going to be off the highway.
They're going stone.
Gift shop. Yeah.
They're following a stone path. They're going to have a fancy visitor center, restaurant, all that fun stuff.
Nice.
Yeah.
But then it's going to be 110 and people aren't going to want to go. So I'm skeptical. If it's all inside, that's perfect.
Yeah. I'll bet it is. We know how to do AC in the valley.
Yeah.
Water,
but
except for Tioga's Beer Garden. But I mean, ooh. Everyone else knows.
Hey, shade and misters. That's all I need.
I don't know. Those toilets are air conditioned, man.
Oh, those toilets.
Hey,
nice.
Those toilets are fancy.
Yeah. Fancy.
Fuck yeah, they are.
Fancy, bancy.
I was there with my wife and child, and my child had to go to the bathroom, and my wife's very skeptical about freaking,
Porta
potties. She's like, oh god. And then they walked in there, and they were like, They walked out and gave the thumbs up. Did like a little Toyota jump. You know, they jump up in the air and they stop. And
I'll be in here any day.
Great toilet.
That is the most awkward part of my job, where people come up to the bar and you know there's only one question they're going to ask is, where's the bathroom? And you're like, there's a trailer on the side of the building. And people just go, a trailer?
a trailer?
And then they come back up and they're just like, seriously, that is the best thing that I've ever been in. They're all, can we take our beers in there? And I'm like, if you want to chill in the bathroom, you're not hurting my feelings. I understand. I keep it at a nice 70 degrees in there.
You know what, though? The nice thing about this expansion is they're going to get it to Bakersfield.
Oh, okay. And they're going to be a brewer enough to get it to Bakersfield now.
Oh, if they're quadrupling
their production. You're going to see it everywhere in California, probably.
They make great beer. They need to get it everywhere.
The key word I think they used was a modest-sized regional brewery.
Yep. And then they left room for more expansion after that $10 million.
Yeah, more property than they're going to build on right now.
That's good for them.
And I like how it's just like a... That's like next your move, Tioga.
Yeah.
You gotta have competition, like the everyone to just keep.
First, just, you get the money, blows, man. Then you get the power. Then you get the pussy.
that is Despol's new slogan.
New slogan.
Yeah. PMP, power, money, pussy.
All right, we got voicemails.
What?
Dorktown, once in a while. Perfect Pour, all the time. Voicemails.
It's because no one listens to our show, Mike.
People listen.
Hey, it's Vic from Red Bull. It's just that I had a question. My friend from LA is having really a hard time finding Nelson. Is that a common problem? Nelson. Any advice? She's been to like 10 stores or whatever, and just can't find it, man. She's just really, really frustrated with it. All these vendors or stores she's been to, they said, oh, yeah, it's on order. But they haven't received it, and she's just like, oh, forget it. I'll get you Golden Road instead. And I was like, okay, well, that's fine, too. But just any advice on how to get Nelson? My last resort was like just go to the source, I guess. Make a trip down there or something. But yeah. All right, man. Thanks.
Well, to be fair, it would be all right, gentlemen, because there's more than one person. And it just so happens that Jake from State Farm has the most help, because we have the Southern California beer guide on the show this evening. I'm not talking about Bills. Not the Bills, sorry. I'm talking about the Hop King.
Although the Bills did live in San Diego briefly.
That was very brief. I don't even know if you could consider that live. Oh, I would consider or stayed there for a little while.
You lived.
I feel this guy's pain. I really do. I mean, there's a solution to that, and he says it at the end. Just go to the source, man.
Got to go up to Alpine.
Yeah, man, it's worth it. The drive is beautiful. Yeah. The place is small but beautiful. The food at the pub alone is worth the drive, along with all the other beers, too. But they are getting more distribution.
Oh.
Instagram it. Search for it.
There is no place in the valley that Alpine is at.
Oh, absolutely not. You'll have to go to San Diego for sure.
And in San Diego, it's still like two places.
Right. And in San Diego, it's like there's a couple of places that have it, and then they're just gone that day.
Yeah. Just go to the source.
You got to go to the source.
It's worth it.
Yeah. Similar to Russian River, but even more elusive.
There's like ninjas and shit that live up there.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, in the winter, I think there might be a Yeti up at the top of the mountain by Alpine.
Look, there always has to be a Yeti. It's not a real mountain without a Yeti.
Then we start clicking sticks together.
More voice.
Hey, Perfect Four. We just had Stone State Brewery Farm. Coffee back. Milk Stout, and we paired it with 31 Flavors, Baskin Robbins, chocolate chip ice cream mint. And, oh my gosh, beautiful pairing. Awesome beer. And, celebratory beer. Which we're doing it for our friend is having his, 27th birthday.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday! All right, guys.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, happy birthday, guys. Woo! And
fucking
thanks, man. Perfect four. Awesome.
Yeah, we are. I mean, of course, we're all right. We're no Dartown.
They're not talking to the bells.
No.
They're talking about Jake the perfect pour.
Jake sounds hideous.
Does he have the discount double check?
Yep. Discount double check.
He's wearing khakis.
Aaron Rodgers hang out with him?
Yep.
Fuck.
That's what I hear. That's what I hear.
It sounds like he was trying to make the Stone Mint Chocolate Stout,
which
was an extremely beautiful
beer.
You need to pair.
Yeah. Should pair any, do some ice cream pairings, huh?
Mint with some coffee sounds really good.
We did get an Instagram pairing, but that'll be after voicemails if there's more.
There are. There are more.
More?
Hey, Josh, can you hear me? I'm driving.
Oh, my gosh. I know who this is.
I just picked up a growler of Son of Wrath. I just left Turlock. I'm on my way to Stockton for a week. I thought I'd leave you guys a sober voicemail because that last one I left, Jesus. Damn. What am I rambling on about 30 tap lines? That was ridiculous. Sorry about that. But yeah, I am sober. I am driving. When I get to my destination, I don't think it'll be sober for very long.
So got
me a growler and a Son of Rad, and I'm going to experience and to dive into Stockton Beer Week. In just a little while here. About 30 minutes from now. Maybe a little longer. I don't know. I think I'm rambling again. And I just thought I'd try and say, hey. Matt, yeah, I'm not going to be able to make it. I went to Stockton Beer Week instead of going to the Warthog meeting. So I'll get that beer to you some other time. That was the whole reason for this call, I think. I don't know. But you guys keep up the great work.
Scotty B. He couldn't make the Warthogs meeting. He just wanted to let you know, Beer Brewer.
Thank you, Scotty B. Brewing.
Scotty B. Brewing. Just want to let you know.
Just want to let you guys know.
When's Scotty B going to drop off some stuff for the Beer Brewer?
Right.
Right?
He's been teasing us
with beer. Hey, guys, the perfect pour. I am at, this is Kelly at the Craft Beer Bloggers Conference, and I'm here with the awesome guys at the Beer Coasters. I've got...
Hey, Crazy Jay from the Beer Coasters podcast. And Beer Coaster Mike.
Beer Coasters podcast.
And we're drinking a lot of beer, and we wish you were here.
We're actually at the Liberty Station Stone World Bistro and Garden, hanging out here. We got a bunch of food.
I've been there.
Beers on tap and on gas.
It's cool.
Try, and it's a great event, and wishing you well.
You might be jealous.
There's like a radio broadcast going on in the background.
Great beer, great food, great people. You're missing out.
I'm having a...
Is that Carter from 95?
I think it's Carter.
Semi-sour thingamajig, and it is...
A thingamajig.
Oh, thingamajig.
And what are you guys having?
I just drank the 18th anniversary from Stone.
We just drank Citra from Kern River.
Stone with wild cherries on tap.
Ooh.
And for any other listeners that are curious about Beer Coasters, quickly, just let us know what's your dealio.
Well, we do a podcast on craft beer from coast to coast and everywhere in between.
It's a bad idea.
Our website is www.beercoasterspodcast.
Not from coast to coast.
Oh, yeah.
Stick to one coast, man. Biggie and Tupac.
Beer Coasters Podcast. Subscribe to it.
You're seriously the best, and miss you. We'll see you soon, and we'll drink your beer soon. Lots of
friends
of beer soon.
You're not drinking my beer.
Yeah, bye. Love you. Soon.
Kelly, Who's Craft from Who's Craft Blog.
We like you too.
We like all the things. Thanks, Kelly.
How dare you?
Who'scraft.com?
How dare you?
Who's Craft?
You know, cross promote.
Who's Craft?
How dare you cross promote other things in our
How
podcast?
How dare you bring another beer podcast onto this beer podcast?
Oh, geez. The Bearded Brewer 87 does not approve of branding things. And
no branding will be happening on this podcast.
Nobody's supposed
to
know.
We are not that elaborate.
Yeah.
The bells will sign any branding contract.
By the way, the bells from Dorktown will sign any branding you want him to sign.
Yes.
All right. Oh. Thanks, Kelly. That was voicemail.
Voicemails on...
rules.
The perfect pour.
Let's do a little bit of Bing Cod drinking. Anything you guys have been drinking interesting of the past week or so?
Shit, we know what you've been drinking.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, you just heard it. The Bearded Brewer just opened up a new beer.
New beer.
New beer. Heading around the table now.
From the tree.
Since the Citra is dry.
The Tree Brothers.
Drunk it dry. We're going to leave a little bit of it so that Nick can smell the Citra bottle at mm-hmm. least. So, poor Nick.
I told him he'd be able to sniff the bottle.
Yeah, he can sniff the bottle later.
Been caught drinking. Let's go with this. So last night was a Sudwerk tap takeover at Peeves Public House.
Do you mean Sudwerk?
Sudwerk. So I had the Citrus Brett, which was a 10-gallon batch of beer. It was the right amount of citrus.
You drank 10 gallons of fucking beer?
Yes.
Jesus wow. Christ, man.
It is that
Sweet
good.
Jesus.
Dude, you know how long you'd have to take a piss afterwards?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Luckily, it was a continuous flush cycle.
Oh, it was one of those continuous Sweet. Flushers they had there.
Yes.
One of those cow troughs.
Oh, there you go.
Old Fresno Giants games.
I melted all the ice in the trough.
You sit up and it's got a piss trough right yep. underneath? Fuck yeah.
Fresno State games, you got to do that. Mm. You got to show everyone your wiener.
This is the weirdest sink I've ever used. That's the pee trough. Oh.
Oh, sorry.
I was wondering why that guy was sort of pissing on my hands.
So I had the Citrus Brett from them. I had the Big Dipple. I had the...
Big Dipple is awesome beer. That's the one we had, Bills.
I had the Hop Farm, which was another sour from them.
We have? What was that from?
The Sudwerk. The one
oh,
that,
yeah.
Yeah.
That was good.
Sudwerk. Let's see. We broke out a Cafe Noir.
You now like.
Yes.
That's a very good beer.
Three Brothers, which was also a Sudwerk. That happened that evening. Catacomb, that also happened that evening. Let's see, what else have I had? What else? Plenty of the Alder.
Oh, you're bitching about me not bringing a bottle? You just had one?
Yeah.
Fucking bitching about it?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I had two bottles of the Rapist in there, too.
Mm. Rapist.
And some fresh squeezed.
You can never go wrong with some Rapist.
Oh, fresh squeeze is nice.
Yeah, it's not bad. I got the small bottles, 6-pack.
From Bell's Brewing.
Oh, yeah, they have that now, huh? Yeah. At Whole Foods? Yeah. Whole Foods?
Whole this
I got a couple foods. Of couple bottles of DDH. I got a couple bottles of DDH at work.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I can.
Because I can do that.
Because mm-hmm. I can do that.
Nice. That's a job I want. And what else? Are you hiring for dipshits at your work? Because I could apply for that.
Hey, dipshit. Got,
what's the other one?
We need some dipshit. Indica. Do you know any dipshits?
Indica?
Is that Lost Coast?
That yeah. is Lost Coast.
Yeah,
I have a bottle of that, too.
Mm. Dowen Hauer from Sonoma Pride, a.k.a. Russian River.
Oh. I have not had that.
It was very good.
What is that? What kind of beer is that?
It's a dry-hopped wild ale.
Oh.
Dry-hopped?
Russian what? River, dry-hopped wild ale. We got to do a freaking Santa Rosa trip, Bells.
Yeah, did you see the picture of the main guy from Russian River and the main guy from
Vinny?
Freaking Alchemist hanging out together?
Yes.
Alchemist went and visited collab. Russian River?
Ooh,
possibly.
Possible collab.
If so, the sky will open. And the drum.
Jesus himself.
Jesus will finally Jesus come down. He'll
with
come back.
God driving to fucking drink a
he
beer.
He will come back. He's like,
who is
he's
this?
Like,
oh,
he's
this
like, dad, I've got to come back. Son, this is not time yet to come back. Look what they're doing, dad. I've got to go have that. Alchemist and Russian River are doing a collab beer. I got to come back. No, son, it is not time. Fuck you, dad. I'm doing it.
You better drive, man. I need a ride, dad.
You know what's really good right now? Since we're on the citrus subject tonight, the citrus session from Green Flash.
Uh-huh.
Very good.
I haven't had that one.
Ooh. I believe it's
Is that
about,
in town?
Yes. Yes, it is.
Where did you find that?
I picked it up out of town in Visalia.
Oh, okay.
But I know it is available.
In Fresno?
Yes. It's a Green Flash.
Right.
So it's one of their hop odysseys, so like the black IPA.
Oh, okay.
But very good. 100% Citra hops. Uh-huh. Session IPA.
I like.
And then Smokey and the Bois.
Smoke in the Bois.
From the brewery. Just a little place that makes okay beer.
Little SoCal place. Yep.
Just a small place.
Yep.
That was very good. 16.7%.
Wow.
It was an end cap for the night.
Holy moly.
That's the end of your night.
Yeah, that's a put you down.
Right.
You're like, that's just the knockout punch.
I slept very well that night.
Nice.
Anything other than Vegas?
Impressive. Not really. Not really. That was all the things. That Sculpin Habanero was the big one I had over the weekend. I did have another local Las Vegas Hot Box Imperial IPA.
That's the Joseph James.
Oh, okay. I did have a Joseph James. You're right. It is Joseph James Brewing.
He also gave someone named Jesse.
That was good. Yeah, I try not to recall that.
Okay? I know you want to leave it in Vegas, but
sorry. It was a good hand job, though. I'm kind of proud of it.
It was a 9 out of 10.
This Three Brothers that's going around, Three Brothers Drift. Tell us about this Three Brothers Drift. Anybody?
No, it was sent over by Blue Ox.
Blue Ox sent this over. Blue Ox, god damn, Blue Ox is awesome.
You know, there's somebody else
in Virginia. It's a session ale from Three Brothers.
The only thing I could think of is there's somebody else in Virginia that could be sending us beer, but he hasn't.
Oh, yeah.
We haven't heard from Mr. Reed May.
Reed. Reed sent in a new song for Dorktown.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we'll wait till we get the new Dorktown happening for that. But
wow. Damn.
Yeah.
So he's alive.
He accepted my challenge.
He is alive. He did. He accepted the challenge.
Did I offend him? No, I didn't offend him because I challenged his
ass. Yeah, and he accepted.
Good.
So Three Brothers was really cool to us and sent us a package of stuff, and it never got here.
Hmm.
Something happened to it in transport. Damn it.
Wait, are you being serious?
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah, for reals.
Oh. I didn't know this.
Yeah.
No.
They're like, you didn't get it? And we're like, no.
Oh, too bad.
Yeah, pretty much.
Shit, out of luck. Oh, we had it. It was fun. Yeah.
Stuff we sent you was it. Cool. Any other breweries that want to send us stuff, let us know. We'll gladly accept them.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think there's any reason to do any been looking out for because I'm done.
No, things have been good.
So it's... since Stuart's come around, I'm pretty much, I don't need anything
well,
else.
Well, guys, my job here is done.
You guys can take over the podcast now. Yeah. I don't need to continue. Is there any cheers would you like, guys?
I got a
like
case of Pliny's that's owed to me.
Yeah, owed to case. You. Where the hell is it?
It's coming.
It's coming.
Maybe it's another month. It's always coming.
Yeah, there's some Pliny. I got some Pliny coming. I got some Russian River coming. Or so. Yeah, I heard there's a brewer around town that promises that to people.
Yeah, but I am the actually one that gets it.
You get them.
I just get them.
Yeah. Bells does deliver, I will deliver. Say.
And he's generous. He doesn't expect
return bottles. I'll
bring some
next time.
Bottles.
I had to leave the house quickly, okay?
Oh, hey, I don't want your old ghetto Pliny.
It's still going to be good.
We're basically, he's saying we're lucky that he has pants on right now.
Yeah. Well, yeah. You can say that for a lot of people.
You say that to Mike especially. Yeah. Don't get him in a hot tub, man.
Yeah, get me in the hot tub.
God.
And the show has hit a new low.
See what happens when we don't have Nick here?
Yeah. So, cheers. I only have three of them this evening. I have a new Instagram follower. It goes by Bison Brew, Mr. Organic Dan.
Whoa! Yeah. Hey, Dan from Bison, huh?
Right.
Right.
That I'm cherishing that. I feel like we need to drink a lot more Bison now. But
yeah, hey, we will have. I asked. Yeah, I would have Dan on. I would have the beer wench on. Who is a big Bison person?
Mm-hmm.
Anytime. Had the beer wench on.
Here's your
shout out. Kim's Babers would be good too.
We've had Kim on.
Kim's Babers. We're the minor leagues for the brewing network. We've had Kim's Babers, and then they snatched her up.
Yep.
So she's gone now. We can't have her anymore.
And then
sign her to a contract.
Brewery Network signed her.
Oh.
There's a newer female, or newer to me, female craft beer aficionado. She goes by the name of beer_me_. And she gets some good stuff. And
beer_me_.
Right. It's pretty cool.
Is she local or is she national? She's national.
Probably
dude.
National.
She's probably from Russia, man.
From Russia.
Mail order bride.
It's from Russia.
All the best.
She's trying to sink her fucking talons in you.
Talons.
Get over to your country.
We get all the best Russian beer.
She's not really going to sleep with you. She's going to leave the minute she gets
there. As soon as you marry her, she's out.
Tastes American soil.
She gets that green car, dude. Yeah, let's wait till we sleep together, huh? Yes.
Yeah, I promise.
We promise.
First, you give me money.
So
then you give me power.
The opening.
Then I give you pussy.
Maybe I give you pussy.
So the opening line of her Instagram account says craft beer hobby and some of it's pornography. I was assuming
some of her hobbies. All right.
Well, no, craft beer is quite sexy, if you will.
Hey, I find the craft beer.
Beer porn.
I haven't found the beer part more sexy
and
than
then,
the porn part.
There's another Instagram guy that's a pretty cool dude. His name is CJ Ramsey, as he goes on there. Local musician and craft beer drinker.
CJ, what band? Is he in a band?
I think it's Amaret.
Yes.
Like yeah.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Amaret.
I think he does Zegatas for that.
Yep. It's like a girl, like it's a female fronted.
It's his girlfriend.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. It's one of those. Don't hit on Amaret.
Yes.
She's got a boy.
Yes. What if you go in and order Amaretto?
Ooh.
Sit there and drink it in front of her. In front of her boyfriend.
Look at this.
Look at this. I'm drinking.
I got an amaretto.
That'd piss him off.
You know why they put the O there? It's her O face.
Give me
an O.
O.
And I'm going to give her my O face.
I'm sorry about how low this show has gone tonight, fellas.
Cheers to Dust Bowl for the expansion.
Yes.
Bring in the pain to the valley.
We love Scott, even though he's never been on the show.
Ooh. Well, we've had Dust Bowl on.
We've had
Scott on.
What? Sign. We love Scott even though he hasn't been back on.
Yeah.
Totally
it's been a while.
You, man. And then
it's
he's
been
like,
a while
oh,
since we've had Scott on.
I'm sorry. You have to refresh my memory every 6 months with guests. Has Bells ever been on here before?
Never.
No. Okay.
First time.
Oh, but no. That's,
my cherry just
no,
got
sorry.
Popped.
Sorry, Bells has been on here, but
the Bells. Thank you.
Let me correct myself. Bells has been on the podcast before, but the Bells has never been on the show.
Oh, no. good save.
That is a good save, one. Very bro. Good save. The Bells will let you live today.
Also, some cheers to IPA Nation.
Nice.
IPA Nation and Blue Ox for guiding me in Vegas.
No.
So IPA Nation Blue Ox helped me out a little bit,
nice.
Doing some guidance on Instagram.
You want
at
beer?
At Perfect Pour Pod on Instagram.
That Citra was freaking phenomenal.
Boom. Cheers to Stuart.
Stuart. Citra was freaking phenomenal.
Mom. Listen to Dorktown Podcast where you can hear Bells do what he's been doing tonight.
And but with more
form,
cussing.
But with less beer talk and more cussing.
Yeah, more about
that's a good
something
show.
Else. Bells uncensored.
Yeah, he's totally been censored on this episode.
I've been holding back.
He's been sitting on his hands basically the whole night.
And thank you for listening to The Perfect Pour. And you can find us on all the social medias at Perfect Pour Pod. PerfectPourPodcast.com.
ABC News.
Podbean page.
We should give
CNN
a cheers
News.
Out to Stitcher. Weren't they giving us a little love recently?
Stitcher did retweet one of our things.
Yeah, so.
They had like this weird retweeting binge they went on. And I was seeing a lot of people lesser than the Dorktown Network podcast getting retweeted. And I'm like, what's going on? Like, why are we not? What's going on? What? And then the Perfect Pour got retweeted. I was like, all right.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Stitcher. Now you're
fine.
Yeah,
they got some intern running the Twitter.
Yeah, exactly. The company. Some college intern.
Got nothing to
I'm going to retweet the perfect core.
Listen to something.
He's just going down the list going click, 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 click.
Yep, I think that's click, click. Pretty sure it was a bot.
That's it.
Pretty sure it was a bot.
And cheers to Kern River for doing this.
Cheers to Kern River for being existing.
Yeah, yes. Kern River, whenever you want to come to town, just let us know.
Please, Kern River, find a Fresno location.
Just send a refrigerator truck to Mikey's house.
Yeah. He'll
keep it cold.
I will keep it cold.
Yeah.
Whatever it takes.
Yeah.
You'll take Kyle and Eric and give them a place, room and board, right?
Sure.
Perfect.
If they want to come down, that's fine.
If they want to hang out.
Just bring beer.
We have a guest room.
Beer is admission.
Yep. That's all you need. This
has been episode 59.
I'm driving!